Shem and Zion.
Nun Ches by the Rosh Hashiva in Perik Kira. Misach Shabbos, Dalit Yivan Hetov Shemim Ches, May 20th, 1988, and Friday continued. Last year, given this year in Perik Kira.
Boiling water from the ticket, that's all. So it's a riot, the deal is not before. We are the tradition. My Irish in Holland, me too, so we. After the Bellagio, can we call it me too? You should know. A Lavada in the Vassal, all of the day, clean so that we should have finished it. One she came, the Rashiba, Mashbam, the Tiru is going to shake. The other she came, the Barbad Matam, the Rigi, the Tiru is going to Rishma. And the third she came is, the Tiru is not Kiturish Mamesh, it's not Kiturishim Mamesh, it's in between. It's the Bashel to the Kri. Bashel to the Kri. So they will be the Uretri. Our Angela is Tzrichai to the Kri. Now, suppose you pour hot water upon the Tanigeles, before the Tanigeles is commit kosher. So Mele, in theory, is Mivasha to the Klippe, it's a Jotim Abliya to the Klippe. So Mele, that means that some dam in the periphery of the Tanigeles, in the skin, so was Nekam came on, and was Nivla Bimokim Achaya. So dam Shepirish Limokim, Limokim is also. Of this time, dam, if it was not Nekam and Kemi, so it's not osa. One is allowed to eat raw meat without kashan if he enjoys it. So he can take a piece of raw meat and eat it. But he didn't draw the blood, so what? The blood was not Nekam and Kemi. So he's allowed here. But once Once you put them in hot water, so suppose you took a chicken and you didn't salt it, and you didn't make hadoche, and you put it in hot water, the way they're going to do, I mean, so then you're not allowed to eat it. Why aren't you allowed to eat it? Because since you put a non-kosher made chicken in hot water, so the dam was nekam came on, and were absorbed in other mechanisms. So damshe nekar is osa. Yosa, whether damshe bishul, yosa, isos, ma'abolam, it's osa. So, now since here is nevashel to the klipe, certain ma'abliya to the klipe, so mele, if you pour hot water over a chicken, you know, sometimes in the poultry places, you know, so in order to make it easy to pluck off the feathers, they pour hot water, of course, you're not allowed to do it. It's not kosher if you do it that way. Because if you pour hot water, water that is yatzil edes, so then it's mivashel mavliya to the klipe. So mele, the klipe of the chicken becomes osa. So if you want to eat the chicken, so you have to peel off the periphery of the chicken. So that's what he says. If you will eat halkinis to the klipe.
This is surely because it's Nivashal de Klipa, or even...
It's not necessarily Mishnah.
So according to the Rashbam, this would also be a problem.
You see, the no kashi.
The Rashbam agrees that...
The Rashbam says, Yil Kutisheni. So by Shabbos, it's Muta Ligamre. But by Yisurin, it's also because it doesn't depend upon Bishl as such, it depends upon Bliye, and it's Mavliya to the Klipa. וכליש תשמיש על דירו כאילו נקורס יוח להגיל על דירו תחיפה לקחתו אותי אבל כליש נספש על דייסר ניסג להגיל על דירו ועוד אומר פרקבס על הדזורי דור השרובן נע בארתך so the awesome מסתמר על דירו so they are it is reference שענו עושם דוי סנאבו לדבול על דירתך in other words that had to do with killing in which you had יאינסך you know, the vessels in which the yayin of the goyim was contained, so it's yayin esach. So mele, suppose you want to kasher the kelim in which the goyim kept yayin esach for a long time, so then, so you can kasher it in two ways. Either by filling it up with cold water and changing the cold water every 24 hours, or by pouring boiling water on top of the kilah. So one way of kashering the kilah of Yai Neser is by pouring from a kilishin. But the question is, but eel is not a kilishin, so how can you kasher it that way? So he said, that's no raya, because over there, the kilah of the Yai Neser were not mishtamish b'chamim, the Yai Neser was never hot, so it was cold. But since it was kopush for some time, so it was mavliya. So the bliya took place through kopush, not through riteach. Through kopush. So mele, if the bliya takes place through kopush, so then you can kasher it through yiru from riteach. Or raya, you can even kasher it without pouring boiling water, just by filling it up for 3 days with cold water, and then change the water every 24 hours. So of course you couldn't kasher a kilah that became contaminated out of the age. Only something that became contaminated through tzeinen, then you can kasher it through a yiru tzeinen of 3 days and changing the water every 24 hours, or yiru chamim just for a moment. Mashiachim, something that was mavliya for chamim, so then you cannot kasher it for you. Alright, we'll leave it here. Now Sunday, we'll go over the thesis and that tzadikim, tzadikvot, in Zvochim. In Zvochim, we'll discuss all the...
Sunday is Yom Tov.
Oh, Sunday is Yom Tov. So in other words, Tuesday, and then and after that, so we'll start Perek HaMatzinah.